Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to Becoming Who I Am with your host, your girl, your sister, your friend, your confidant, your mentor, your coach, baby, the eternal sister, and eternal student, Diane Ravina Jones, and that is Dr. Di. To those of you who know me, I appreciate you joining me this morning. I am excited about life. I'm excited about this journey. I'm excited about today. I haven't even had any coffee yet, but I have about 22 ounces of coffee in front of me. Don't ask me why I know it's 22 ounces. It's a big cup. Oh, yes, it is. but, you know, it is all good. So I want to thank you for joining me. I just want to say good morning to you. I hope that you have your coffee, your tea, your water. I hope that you are well in mind, body, and spirit. I hope that you have been enjoying your life and that life is good, and you understand that and recognize that despite whatever situation, circumstance you may have encountered, any challenge that you may have encountered, I hope you have turned that challenge into an opportunity. An opportunity to excel, an opportunity to grow, an opportunity to expand, an opportunity to transform. Because truly every experience, every situation, every circumstance, I'm getting away from calling it a storm or a fight or anything like that. We don't talk about that, but truly all experience is that is brought to us, comes to us so that we might grow, we might transform, we might expand, we might learn. Yes, 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 yes. Some of the lessons are hard. Some of the lessons we don't get the first time, and we have to have that experience again. But when we are awake, consciously aware, when we are open, when we are receptive, when we are spiritually flexible, when we are in that space of transformation, we learn from every experience. Yes, every experience. I know I haven't even gotten into the phone number, none of that, but I just want to say this. One time I was dating someone, and a childhood friend of mine, so I'd known him since I was 12, and we were dating. We met back up like 30 years plus later. So, of course, we had changed quite a bit. And, you know, we would watch movies. We would be on YouTube watching stuff. We would just talk about things. And I would always find this spiritual application for everything that we were talking about. And he said, you know, basically like, damn, does everything have a meaning? And I'm like, yeah. Just because you didn't figure out what it was does not mean that it is meaningless. So know that I am a firm believer that this is not, I am not living based upon the theory of chaos. Okay, I'm not talking scientific here. I'm talking spiritually. No, baby, I don't live. I'm not here by chance. I'm not here by luck. I'm not having this journey by luck or chance. This is not chaos or anything that's out of control or any of those things. Everything that comes to me, anyone who is in my life, any challenge that I have, any obstacle that I face, any lesson I have to learn, any experience during this journey, it all has a spiritual application for my life. And that's what I'm all about. That's my journey. That's my passion, to teach that to others, how to see that, how to operate in that level, how to walk out your journey in that level. Because when you can walk out your journey at that level with that understanding, then baby, life becomes a dance. Oh, here we go. All right, so let me at least give out the phone number before I get too far into this discussion. Okay. Let me give out the phone number. If you want to call, if you want to just listen or be in the queue and come on the air in a little bit and ask a question or just have a conversation with me, you can call 646-668-2585. Once again, that is 646-668-2585. I'm getting ready to open up the chat room, so if you want to chat with me, certainly join me in the chat room. Those of you know that you can reach me, baby. I am on social media. Yes, I am. I had someone ask me, how did I brand myself and market myself? I'm going to go off course a little bit, and I'll be back to the subject at hand. And what happened is I just watched, I just paid attention, I just learned based upon what I saw on social media from different people over the years. I would say over the last, truthfully, probably the last 60 years. And I just followed their lead. So I'm on everything. I'm on Facebook. If you want to reach out to me, send me a friend's request. That's Diane Rosina Jones. Transforming Life Institute is also on Facebook. You can look up the company and like that. You can also find Royal Treasures Publishing on Facebook as well. And go ahead and like, baby, like, because there's 4 books out, and you can go ahead and read an excerpt from those books and then get them, because they are going to impact your life in a positive way. Also, I am on Twitter. You can find me by, you can send me a tweet, baby. I'm on all this stuff right now, too. That's DieJones247. You can find Transforming Life on Twitter. That's Transform In Life. You can find Royal Treasures Publishing on Twitter. That's Royal Treasures 1. Sweetheart, I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on Google Plus. I'm everywhere. I'm on Instagram, DieJones247. If you can't write down everything, didn't get everything, didn't understand anything, whatever that be, you know, however it may flow, sweetheart, you can just put my name in Google and baby, all my stuff will come up. That's Diane Rosina Jones. I also have a meetup, Transform In Life Meetup. So you certainly, if you are in the, if you live in Cobb County or Cherokee County, you're closest to where the majority of our activities will occur. But if you're a driver like me and you live anywhere in the Atlanta metropolitan area, go ahead and join the group because we are doing some things. We are going to have a meet for a Sunday brunch next week. I'm going to get into that. I kind of want to get into the topic, but I know once I start talking, I'm going to run out of time, and I won't actually be able to tell you everything that's going on. So let me go ahead and do my little infomercial, and then we can get to the topic at hand for today. So those of you who don't know, let me say again, there are 4 books out now by Royal Treasures Publishing. That's my company. I had to drink some coffee. My first 2 books have been out for a while. Many of you know Tragic Treasures, Dancing with the Universe. In February, I was blessed to be able to publish the first fictional book that came out on Valentine's Day. That is Ghost and Apparition of Love. Baby, you need to read that book, okay? That is by Jewel. So if you want to look it up on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, any of those places, ebooks, sweetheart, just put in Jewel and pull up Ghost and Apparition of Love. It's romantic fantasy. It's hot. It's steamy. It's all that. And just check that out. Okay, that's part one. It's a 3-part miniseries that is coming out. The last book is called Intuition, Listening to Your Authentic Voice. That book was released a couple of weeks ago, around February 26th. It is a wonderful book that talks about how to tap into your intuition. I'm grateful for those who attended the workshop here in the Atlanta metropolitan area last month on the same subject of tapping into your intuition. That workshop will be presented again this year. I don't know, it may be in person, but sweetheart, we're starting webinars too. So for Transforming Life, what I want you to do is I definitely want you to connect with me on the website. Go ahead and sign up for your VIP membership. Go ahead and sign up to be a free subscriber. Go ahead and connect with me on Facebook. I am in the works right now to change all of that on Facebook. On the website. So if you go to the website today, you actually can be a VIP member for $25 for the entire year. If you have the opportunity to do that before the website changes, I will honor that. However, that membership is going away. Yes, it is, sweetheart. It's going away within the next month. We will be presenting the ability for you to become a member and have access to monthly webinars. We will, at a discounted rate, we will be going forward with you to have a membership and be able to access or have access to attend the monthly workshop in person here in the Metro Atlanta area if you are a member under the new membership. So right now it's $25 a year. You can get some discounts on whatever's going on in the area. Within a month, that $25 a year will be gone, and then there will be a membership based upon what you really want to do. If you want to do webinars, you can join a membership at that level that allows you to access a webinar each month. If you want to attend workshops in the Atlanta area, there will be a membership at that level that will allow you to do that. I also want to introduce something that Spirit just gave to me in order for me to establish, and that is going to be called Connecting with Dr. Guy. This will be a monthly, so once a month, what I'm going to do is create a conference call where you can call in. We will talk for an hour. I will select a topic, and you can ask me questions on that topic. So it's not going to be the Blog Talk Radio show because I want there to be some privacy. It will be more than one person on the line, of course. So, but what it's going to be basically is you can just say that it's going to be a free counseling, or I should say free coaching session. I will actually select a topic only because I want everyone to kind of be asking questions on the same thing that will help everyone on the line. So that's once a month. I don't have the date for that yet, but it will be a conference call scenario. So what you'll do is you'll call into this conference call. You can be anonymous. You don't have to give your name. You will have that hour. We will discuss one topic. It won't be this radio format where I'm just talking. This hour will strictly be devoted to those of you who are on the line. You will have the ability to ask me a question based upon the subject that we are talking about at that time, okay? So I am going to trust that God is going to give me a format that will allow each person to ask a question and all of us to kind of dialogue and respect each other and honor each other's space and opportunity, and I be able to give you some answers that will not only help you on the subject, but everyone on the line. I'm going to try that. I'll do that as a little pilot. My only concern is that we will, because I'm saying you can do it anonymously, we may have people who want to play and ask questions not pertaining to what we're discussing, or we may have a challenge if we have one person who wants to do all the question asking, okay, especially if it's anonymous, then I can't call you out. So, because I don't know who to call out. So I'm going to trust that Spirit is going to work that out, but I feel led to do this. So to give everyone opportunities, whether you're in the state, out of the state, maybe out of the country, give you an opportunity to ask me a question that may be vital and helpful to your life in some way that would help you to grow, to expand, for 1 hour once a month, free of charge. There is no charge. Okay? So I will be working on that, and I'll give you more information in regards to when I'm going to start that. Okay, so So let's just kind of talk about, okay, I got a couple of more things I got to put out there, and then I'm going to move on. Next week, so I'll throw this in again, but next week, what next Saturday is a workshop that I'm presenting here in the Atlanta metropolitan area. So this is a workshop where you must attend in person at this time. The workshop is designed for you. It's designed for anyone who actually kind of feels like your life has been like a constant struggle. You feel like Sophia from The Color Purple all your life. You had to fight. If you kind of feel like if you have that motto that life is a bitch, oh my, come on now. Some people feel like that. Then you actually need to get to this workshop. This workshop is designed for you. It is entitled Dancing with the Universe. We are going to discuss some things, some theories, some thoughts, some ideas, and come to a conclusion and kind of introduce some new thoughts that would allow you to see clearly that life actually is not a fight. Life actually is not a struggle. Life actually is not a bitch. Life actually is a dance. It is a dance with our creator. It is a dance with God. It is a dance with the universe. The struggle, the fight, all of that comes in because we are not in sync with our journey, because we are not lined up. We are not, we're going in, we may be going in the opposite direction. We might be going too slow. We might be going too fast. We may be out of step with the journey. And when we're out of step with our own journey, then it becomes a struggle. It becomes a constant fight. It becomes easy. A situation where you always trying to go upstream against the tide, or however you perceive that to be. So you certainly want to go ahead and come on Facebook. You'll see it on my page where you can actually sign up for that workshop. You can go to the actual meetup, Transforming Life meetup, sign up for the workshop as well. As it stands right now, you can't sign up for the workshop on the website yet, but that will be changed within the month or so, where you'll actually be able to sign up for the workshop on the Transform Life website. So I'm excited. Okay, there's going to be a workshop in April. There's going to be one in May. There's going to be one in June. My hope is to begin the webinars no later than June. And then each month there will be a webinar and a workshop going. Probably will not be the same because my intention is to offer the workshops as webinars. So I'll probably start with connecting to your intuition as the first webinar and then continue on. And at some point they may sync up, they may not, they may never sync up. There may always be a different webinar as opposed to a different workshop being offered during the same month. But sweetheart, my brother, my sister, it's all about transforming life. So let's kind of just get to it. I want to talk about some things, as far as just this whole, I don't really want to get into what's going to go on in the workshop next week. You just need to be there. Okay. I'm giving you ample opportunity to be in the house. All of the information in regards to where it will be located, it is on the website. It is on, I should say it's on Facebook with the link that's on the website. It's going to be on, it's in the meetup group, so you can find out the location and all of that. But in the theme of dancing, but not really about the workshop, sometimes are you just disappointed by people? I mean, really? Okay, wait a minute. Let me drink some more coffee because I have been so disappointed here lately. Wait a minute, hold up. Sometimes we are just disappointed with life. And we're disappointed with life because of all of these things that I'm saying, we don't understand the journey. We don't kind of understand the experience. We don't understand the circumstance. We don't understand the situation. Sometimes we're disappointed in people. Oh my God. There's a difference between being angry and upset with someone and just being disappointed. I think that at times disappointment is worse than just being upset. Because, you can be upset with a person. And most of the times when we are upset with people, it is because of something that occurred. You see, it might be because of behavior or a one event that occurred. However, there are moments when, oh my God, we're just disappointed. And disappointment, I found myself in a space where I was disappointed. I won't say by whom or, who. I will say that disappointment was so unsettling. Because disappointment can often lead to giving up. Because I'm just being for real. I hope you guys know that, okay, that's how it flows. Sometimes you can become so disappointed in a person until you may feel like there's no need to continue in that direction or in that relationship or with that person or with that agenda because it's just not going to work. See, disappointment in some ways, on some level, is across the board. It's no one thing. It's not a certain problem that you have that you can just resolve. It is a feeling of thinking you had one thing and finding out you had something totally different. And disappointment occurs with us many times when we feel that there's no way for that to change. So there are times, yes, we can be disappointed by those we love, by those around us, by those we connect with. But what I want to say in regards to that, it's okay because for a long time I used to feel like I didn't want to express my disappointment to people because I understand that others, there's a certain reaction you get to when people realize that you're disappointed in them. It's worse than, okay, I'm just mad at you. When I'm just mad at you, I may get over it, especially if it was pertaining to behavior and you apologize and we talk it out. When I'm disappointed, I have this look that says, you're not what I expected. You're not who I wanted you to be. This is not what I thought it would be. See, that's a grander, that's a bigger thing. That's an overall reaching emotion. That says that it's not one thing that I am upset about, it's the entirety. You see, of the situation, of the person, of the thing I'm disappointed in. So, I'm saying that to say when we are disappointed, this is what I've learned personally, and this is not actually, this is just a little tidbit because I'm going to move on from this. This is what I learned, that my disappointment was because I had certain expectations. In regards to that person, thing, situation, you see, most likely the expectations were not verbalized. I know mine were not. So my truth is, disappointment only surfaces in my life when I have expectations of others that I have not even verbalized, and they don't meet those expectations. Yeah, think about that. We are often disappointed when we have expectations of others that they don't meet. However, most of the time, they don't even know what our expectations are. Ain't that something? We are disappointed with life. because I've already talked about people, so we're going to let that go. So we already know that if you find that you're disappointed with someone, then ask yourself this before I move on to being disappointed with life. When you find that you're disappointed with a person, ask yourself this. What are your expectations of that person? What do you expect? Be honest with yourself. Be very honest, because the truth is that you may be expecting something that that person's not capable of giving, and they never were capable of giving, so it's not fair for you to even be disappointed in them because your expectations exceeded their capacity from the jump. That's just truth. That don't make them a bad person. That just means that you just didn't make the best decision. Oh, I'm just telling the truth. Because your expectations exceeded their capacity from the beginning. And most likely, you saw those limitations in whatever area that was anyway, and you overlooked it. Or you ignored it. Or you thought you could change it. Okay, wait a minute. I'm stepping on some toes now. Because that's most of the times that's it. Especially with, you know, us humans. We overlook, ignore, because we think we are capable of changing them, expanding them, growing them, transforming them. No, we're not. No one person can change another. The only thing that you can do in another person's life is inspire them to desire change. Ah, yes, that's it. That's our level of impact. Your level of impact is that you can love a person in a way, you can support a person in a way, you can talk to a person in a way, you can interact with a person in a way that can inspire them to want to be a better man, to want to be a better husband, to want to be a better wife, to want to be a better student, to want to be a better sister or brother, a mother, a father, a child. However, you cannot change them. And many of our expectations exceed others' capacity because we have in our minds an idea of who we want the person to be. They have not the capacity to reach that expectation. And when I say capacity, I don't want to say that. I use the word capacity on purpose because capacity includes the concept of being able to expand. A capacity can expand if you have capacity. Let me put it in that terminology. With the word capacity comes the ability of expansion. So that's why I use that. So when I say they don't have the capacity, what I mean is that at that moment they haven't expanded in such a way that they can meet your expectations. But we all have within us the ability to expand. Now, the thing about being disappointed by people is that we set up expectations that we don't even discuss with them that they may not have the capacity to reach within the relationship, confines of a relationship we have with them. But guess what? That same person can move on in their journey and begin to expand and grow and walk into a situation or another relationship or another job or another position and be. Okay, and be at that place where that same expectation you had of them, that now they're able to meet that expectation with someone else. So I'm disappointed by you, but the next person you meet loves you. You see what I'm saying? Or it could be this. I'm disappointed by you. However, but you move on to the next person who has not quite expanded to the place where I expanded, so they love you just as you are. So now we're talking. So now think about the relationships. Think about it this way. First of all, I believe that no matter where we are on our journey, we're not talking about good or bad. We're not placing judgment on the journey at this point. We're not talking about positive, negative behaviors at this point. We're not going to place judgment on behaviors at this point or definitions, so to speak. But I want to say wherever you are on your journey, in life, and whether that's consciously aware, half awake, or straight up sleep, there is someone who can meet you where you're at. Oh yeah, there's someone who can meet you where you're at. I am moving away from the concept of there being one soulmate. I believe that there are numerous soulmates for us based upon where we're at on our journey. You see, because I have as proof in my own life that someone that I absolutely hung the stars and the moon and the sun upon when I was in my late 20s, and no one could not have told me that he was not my soulmate in my late 20s. When I talked to him like a couple of years ago, he was still on the same journey that he was when we were in our 20s. And I mean that to say that he had not changed. Okay, let me break it down in layman terms. And to me, it was very unattractive to me. You see, his conversation was very unattractive to me. He physically, he hadn't changed. He really was still looking absolutely wonderful. But my journey, I had changed. So being my soulmate in the late 80s and being my soulmate now, no. So I understand that it depends on the journey. It depends on where you're at in your journey as to who could possibly be your soulmate. Know that. Believe that. Be well with that. Be okay with that. Oh, Lord, the movies have just messed us up because the movies and the happily ever after, and baby, if a rich man can go get a hooker and just make her somebody, can't somebody come get me? You know? If Richard Gere could go get Pretty Woman, you see what I'm saying? So, you know, the movies have just really kind of messed us up in regards to relationships, because we're looking for that one soulmate, and when we meet our soulmate and then it don't work and we're disappointed and all this other kind of stuff, then we're like, oh my God, there's nobody else out there for me. Yes, there is. Because guess what? Now, I didn't even realize I was going to go into a whole relationship thing, but I'm going to take this the way in which it should go. Because guess what? Here is the thing. When I am in a relationship, who I am being at that moment, if it is a good relationship, here we go, good, and I'm putting a label on it, but you can define what's good for you. If it is a good relationship, I grow and expand. If we are consciously aware, we grow, expand, and transform together. If we are not, there may become some unbalance. Situations in a relationship. Problems occur when couples don't grow together. I know I'm probably the last person to be talking about couples. So many people ask me to speak about relationships and couples, and I've always said, you know, kind of shied away from it because I'm like, oh, I'm not married. But I'm going to tell you the truth. I have learned a lot about relationships being single. I have learned a lot about how to be married being single. I really have, and I don't mean because I've been acting like I've been married. No, because I have been open to learning relationships about people, how people interact. And what I realize is that what keeps relationships is this. This is truth. People, we grow, expand, transform together, or we don't. Maybe we don't grow and expand and transform as fast as we can, but whatever, even if we're not, we're doing that together. You see? So because what happens is if one grows and expands and transforms and the other does not, then that creates an imbalance in the relationship. And then there are expectations that seem to be not being met. That when you got married, when you got together, you felt like you were equal in that sense, but now you're no longer equal. It's because someone grew, expanded, changed, and transformed, and someone did not. So now you have expectations of the partner who has not grown, expanded, or changed as much as you have. So here is the ultimate quest. know that there is someone out there for you or for your journey at this very moment, based upon who you are at this moment. There is someone out there for you. And when you meet that person, you will say, oh my God, this is my soul mate. Yes, you are correct. You are so right. It most likely it is. Here is the challenge of maintaining the relationship, that you both be consciously aware of who you are, who you're being, where you're going, and then you make a conscious decision to grow, expand, transform, and change your relationship together and work towards that end. In doing that, you minimize disappointment, you minimize false expectations, because you are consciously aware that together you are discussing growth, expansion, transformation, not just making more money. We're talking about inner work here. So I have gotten off into the whole concept of spiritual partnership. That is one of the books that I have been trying to finish that I've been reading for a while. So let me just get that out and tell you who the author is. I didn't write that one. Y'all know who I am. My friends know that I'm getting to the place where now I feel like that if I present an idea, a concept, a class or something, then baby, I'm going to write a book about it. But I didn't write this book. Look, I'm bending all over trying to get it. It's Gary Zukav. Last name, I think I mispronounced it. Last name, Zukav. Spiritual partnership. So here it is. Spiritual partnership is that I am in a relationship with someone I am equally yoked to. I'll use that terminology for those of us who understand that. Equally yoked, right? So equally yoked, don't necessarily, I'm going to use that term not as a spiritual term, meaning that we both have to believe in Jesus. I'm just going to say that right now. Not saying nothing about religion. I'm saying I'm taking that out of the definition for now. Equally yoked implies that whoever I am at that moment in being, I need a partner who mirrors where I'm at in my life. Thought patterns, beliefs, values, goals, dreams, hopes. Okay, so if I use a spectrum of 1 to 10, okay, if I'm at 1, I need a partner that's at 1. Okay, I'm not talking about doing bad. I'm not talking about behavior, you know, negative behavior. I'm not talking about things of that nature, being broke. I'm using this as a symbolism of equally yoked. Okay, so then wherever I'm at, I am equally yoked when my partner is there too. See, the disappointment and expectations come about in relationships when I am a 2 and I'm looking for 7, or I'm a 7 and I accept a 2. There's your disappointment and you're equally unyoked. Okay, and I'm not talking male or female. I'm not saying who's in what position. I'm just using the numbers as an example. So then we set ourselves up for the disappointment because we have expectations that if I am a 7 and you are 2, then baby, you coming up to a 7. So, but how is that person going to come up to a 7? Because all you can do is inspire someone else to change. You can't force them to change. You can't love them into change. Sweet thing. I mean, you know, your sugar box, I don't know what they call it. I just said sugar box. That just came out. Your sugar box can't make nobody change. Your joystick can't make nobody change. You see? Change, transformation, expansion, and growth is something inner, something that is inside of us that we have to desire. And once we desire and we become open to that experience, Then we encounter life lessons and have a journey and the obstacles and the challenges that will help us to expand, to grow, to transform. So I said all that to just say, when you are disappointed in a person, a place, or thing, take the place thing out. I'm trying to make it general, and I can't. Let's go back to a person. When you're disappointed in a person, okay, ask yourself this question. Don't ask the person. Don't tell them, oh, I'm so disappointed in you. I don't know. Do you know those words, how they crush children? Can you imagine what they do to us when we hear those words? I wouldn't even voice that to anyone, but I would ask myself, what is this disappointment about? Is it because I had expectations of him or her that have not been met, but most likely haven't even verbalized? Are these expectations we never even talked about in the relationship? This is what I mean about being consciously aware. If you have gone into a relationship, gotten into a live-in situation or even marriage, and you have never even talked about your expectations for your partner, who you would want your partner to be or who you would want your partner to become, you know, then you actually have set yourself up to be disappointed. Because osmosis is not going to do it. Partners can't read each other's minds. You actually have to verbalize and discuss who you are, who you want to become, how you plan to get there. Those are the three questions for a relationship, okay? Those are the only three. You can get all the answers to everything else in that. Trust me. Believe me. Who you are, who you want to become, how you plan to get there. The reason I say who you want to become, because most people don't understand that they are already who they were created to be. Some folks still think they got to become. That's why the show is Becoming Who I Am, is to wake us up to the concept that we are becoming who you already are, because most of us don't realize we're already that person. We're not walking in that power, that authority, that awareness. So we have to awaken people and so they can realize, I am. Oh, come on now. I'm walking through my living room now like I wish I had another hour. So here's the thing. In my disappointment, I realized I was disappointed because I had expectations that I had not verbalized. Oh, that's where the whole thing comes from. I realized even with me, that's what I'd done. I had expectations that had not been verbalized. So now, we know some things now. We know that I can ask three questions. I need to find out three things. Who you are, who you want to become, how you plan to get there. This is the first thing I have to do in order to attract. So now I'm getting into a straight up relationship. I want to attract my soulmate for my journey at the place that I'm at now. Now, come on now, whether you are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, okay? If I'm a 5, I want to attract a 5. Here's how to do it. And I'm speaking this thing. As I'm speaking it, I know that I'm speaking it for myself even now, right now. Here's how I do it. I write down these three questions. Who am I? Y'all with me? Who do I want to become? And how am I going to do it? I'm writing it down. Who am I? Who do I want to become? And how can I do it? The reason I'm writing this down is because what I'm going to do this coming week is I'm going to answer my own questions. I already know the answers, but I'm going to answer it. I'm going to meditate on it and answer these questions. The reason I say that is you have to write down the three questions, go ahead on and meditate on it. Pray means I speak to God. Meditation means you give God some time to speak to you. Go ahead and meditate on it if you don't know. Because, see, ain't no need of you talking about you a five and you go and ask somebody else who they are, who they want to become, and how they're going to get there. And you haven't asked your own self that. If they pose the question back to you, you can't answer it. Then you have no spiritual, legal, or natural cause to ask them nothing. You have to be able to answer your own first. So, who am I? Who do I want to become? How can I do it? Or, how can I get there? Same question. Answer those for yourself. Then that's the person. That's your soulmate for this season, for this leg of the journey, is the person that can answer those three questions as well. And they line up in your spirit with you. Not saying they got to be to say they're the same person as you, or they want to become the same person as you, or are they going to do it the same way as you. But when you hear who they are, who they want to become, and how they plan to get there, it should complement your journey. You see? It should complement your journey. Not complicate, complement. And then there should be no disappointment, because when we understand who we are, basically, who we want to become, what we want, how we're going to get there, how to get what we want. And then we meet people and we have an open dialogue and discussion with them about who they are, what they want, how they plan to get there. We're on our way to never being disappointed, because then within the confines of the relationship, we continue to have open, consciously aware conversations around who I am, what I want, and how I plan to get there. That's how we grow together. And then spiritual partners hold each other accountable for who they are or who they're being in that moment. Because now that I have connected to you and you understand who I am, who I want to become, how I plan to get there. When you see me acting counterintuitive to who it is that I am, a spiritual partner is the one that said, that's not you. You see? The spiritual partner is the one that says, no, the person you're being right now is not the one who would be able to move into who you want to become. The spiritual partner is the one that says, doing this is not how you can get and reach your goal. That's the spiritual partnership. And so then you grow and you expand and you become together. Then there's, I won't say there's no disappointment, but it's not disappointment. Because, you know, some things may happen in the journey that we are disappointed in because it doesn't go the way that we want. But we don't find disappointment in each other. We don't find disappointment in each other. Disappointment in each other is what ruins the relationship. Let's just tell the truth. Get to the nitty-gritty. Let's get down to the bone of the matter. Here is the deal. We can say, I'm going to say this from my heart, with no intention to cause anyone any distress or grief. I don't care what it is. It could be the loss of a child. It could be the loss of a job. It could be the loss of a house. It could be the loss of finances. It could be loss of health. We can get through all of those within a relationship, as long as we don't become disappointed in the person that we're on the journey with. The relationships end because we are disappointed in the person. Affairs begin because we are disappointed in the person. I'm going to take a little drink of coffee while you think on that. I'm going to take another little drink. As long as we don't get to a point where we're disappointed in the person, we can make it. Yeah, we can. When we understand even the most horrendous loss, I don't mean understand in a logical sense, because some of it can never be understood. You have to understand it in a spiritual sense. Some things, the thing is that we try to understand it rationally and logically, and that's not possible. Oh, my God. Some things are so horrendous, so painful, so hurtful, so devastating, until you have to reach into your spiritual core to get even a resemblance of anything of understanding. That naturally, rationally, logically, it cannot be understood. Okay? So spirit has to step in to help you grasp some type of understanding. But when we can get to the point where we understand that the situation, that the loss, whether it's a precious family, whether it's house, finances, job, health, when we understand that the experience that we could have, be disappointed by having the experience, but never become disappointed in the person, we can make it. Because now we are disappointed in the fact that a job was lost. However, I still have faith in who you are, who you are to become, and how you're going to get there. Oh, my God. I'm like, oh, my God. I hope you understand that I feel like this is God speaking to not only me, but to you, because this is not the show that I intended to have to go today, the direction I intended to go. I don't have any notes. I don't have anything. Everything that I've said based upon what Spirit told me to say in this moment, right at this moment. That's how I do most of the shows. I would say 85% of the shows. But I think that this message, this transformational life lesson will help save someone's relationship today. I think that this transformational life lesson will help the single person going into their next relationship, even including myself. I believe that this transformational life session will help you to understand, okay, even all the people that you interact with, that disappointment comes from most of the time unspoken expectations. So to eliminate the disappointment in the person, then you should always have a conversation with the person about who you are, who you hope to become, how you plan to get there. Now, if you both don't know and you want to just take a chance on a relationship, then understand that you both don't know and you're taking a chance, and be willing to take that chance and ride that thing out. But, honey, I am too old for that. That is the most difficult relationship it is for two people to go into a relationship, both of them unconsciously aware of even who they are. Oh, my God. That's some 20s-ish. That's some issue do in your 20s. I'm going to tell you what has disappointed me before I wrap this up. You know, I've been on a few, I'm on a couple of dating sites since this last kind of situation fell apart with someone who I knew to be my soulmate. I kind of felt like, okay, I don't even know about this dating thing anymore. I don't know about marriage. I don't know about any of that stuff. Got on these little dating sites, and I was totally, completely disappointed with who people were. I'm like, oh, my God, really? So I had this conversation with a sister friend of mine, and she says, "Well, really, your disappointment is because you haven't said, you know, what your expectations are." And I said, "Well, you know, I'm trying to walk in unconditional love, and I don't have a list because, you know, I'm trying to rise above, and I'm trying to be this and be that, whatever." And, you know, and then I was like, "Oh, I need to throw all that ish out the window. Not the unconditional love, but baby, I need a list because I need someone to understand who I am, because I know who I am, who I want to become. I know that, and how I'm gonna get that. Get there, I got a roadmap. Now, the roadmap ain't already completed all the way out to the finish line, but sweetheart, I know the next few steps." So then I actually need to be able to conversate and dialogue with someone who knows who they are as well. And if I am a three on my journey, I want a three. If I'm a five on my journey, I want a five. If I'm a seven on my journey, I want a seven. It is time out. When you get to be a certain age, it's time out for coming up and upgrade. I'm not necessarily looking for an upgrade, and I'm not trying to upgrade nobody else. You need to be, if I'm a five, you need to be a five. And some of us, our fear, our inadequacy, our insecurity, and I'm wrapping this up, has us saying, "Oh, I know I'm a five," and I'm talking about male and female. I'm not talking about no one gender. But since the pickings are so scarce, I got to pick a two. You see, we believe in the hype. But know this. When we talk about spiritual partnership, when we talk about universal laws, when we talk about the spiritual concept of becoming who I am, when we talk about soulmates, your soul will attract your mate if you allow it. The universe will send those people into your life that are your equal. Really, they will. I've seen that happen in my life over and over again in regards to business. So then I'm like, if that can happen in regards to business, surely it can happen in regards to relationships. So then if I end up in a relationship with a three and I'm a five, it's because there's an inadequacy or an, oh, come on, I just got to break it down. If you are a five and you end up with a three, it's because there's an insecurity within you that says that this is what I am worthy of. I know I'm a five, but I should ask for a five. It's scarce. There's not enough good men out there. There's not enough good women out there. So you have bought into the scarcity of the universe. Oh, look, that's wrong. Back up. The scarcity of society, not the abundance of the universe. Okay? So the scarcity in the fear of society says there is not enough, or there is no one, or there's only one person out there for me. Therefore, if I am a seven, I'm going to take a two. And I'm going to just bring her up. No, boo. Do you know how much work you got to do if you a seven to bring up a two? Now, if you joining me at the end of this radio show, you don't know what I'm talking about with the sevens and the twos. However, I'm using that as an example of how we can often be unequally yoked because we have not talked about who we are, who we want to become, and how we're going to get there with our partners. And if we don't hit those three things with our partners, we become unequally yoked, right, in relationships. I'm with a fine two that don't have a clue. He is fine, she is fine, but there's not a clue between them because I am a seven and they are a two. And I'm not talking about physical attraction. I'm talking here on a more complete wholeness state. Who I am, who I want to become, where am I going in life? Those are your three questions. You want to put the questions on a dating site. You want to ask when you go out on a date, you ask the questions. You go on these dating sites, they'd be like, ask, do they like to exercise? Ask them how they feel about family. Ask them, do they, you know, do this and do that. Baby, if you ask those three questions and they can't answer those, especially if they got some age on them, they might not be able to answer them in their 20s. But, sweetheart, when you get to be in my generation, if you don't know who you are, I ain't got time for you. Because that's work that I don't have time to do. I'm just telling the truth. I'm going to be disappointed because I'm here. I'm a 7, and then you a 2. He's 45 years old and still don't know who you are. So we have to begin to do the work because I'm about to wrap it up. Here's the deal. Remember this. I'm going to recap for those who joined me late in the show. Here's my recap. When we become disappointed in others, a lot of times our disappointment is based upon the fact that we have expectations of others that have not been verbalized. The way to eliminate our disappointment in others is that, especially within relationships, first of all, we have to know that there is more than one person for us in this universe as far as soulmates. It's based upon where we're at on our journey at that time, who we are at that moment, and who we are becoming and how we plan to get there. So then if we ask those three questions to those that we encounter when it comes to personal relationships, to spend your life with someone, if you ask yourself, who am I? Who do I want to become? How do I plan to get there? Answer those questions, and then you ask the person that you potentially going to spend the rest of your life with, how are you going to spend the rest of your life with somebody that does not know who they are and you have never even asked? Well, I guess if you're both consciously unaware, just like I said, if you're both asleep, then you just struggle together until you wake up. But then the problem occurs when one person wakes up and the other person does not. Or one person wakes up and excels and the other person does not. So there's a communication that has to go between the two. I wake up, I understand who I am, what I want, how I want to get there. I meet someone, I ask them, talk to them about who they are, who they want to become, how they plan to get there. When I meet someone and those answers to our questions complement each other, go into a relationship aware and awake that as spiritual partners, we are responsible for working towards who we want to become and how we want to get there together, and that as a spiritual partner, we will hold each other accountable for who we are being in any given moment if we get off course based upon who we are. In that instance, when we do it that way, then we understand that the disappointments in life have to do with situations and experiences, but not the person, because we know who the person is. We are only disappointed when we go into situations with people that we do not know who they are, and then we finally discover they are not who we thought they were because we never asked. So I will wrap it up to say this: ask. Don't be afraid to ask. Don't be afraid to find out. And most of the times we're afraid to find out when we don't know who we are. So start with us. Start with yourself. Ask your three questions. Who am I? You see what I'm saying? Who do I want to become? How do I plan to get there? Ask those questions. Work on them. You don't have to have 100% of all of the answers. You got to at least know, because then when you meet someone, you ask them the same questions. Maybe they know 2 and they don't know 3. Maybe you know 2 and don't know 3. Y'all perfect match. You can work on 3 together. But you have to ask. So to eliminate disappointment in your life, communicate. That's it. I hope that you will join me again on the next show for Becoming Who I Am. I hope that I've said something that would encourage you, something that has helped you, something that has expanded your concepts, your thoughts, something that will transform your life and the life and inspire transformation in the lives of all of those that you come in contact with. It's been an honor. It's been a pleasure. It's been a joy. It always is, because guess what? I know who I am. And one of the things about me is a sister loves to talk. I do have my moments when I am quiet, and the person who knows me understands that. You know, so people that know me understand that I have my moments when I am quiet and I don't feel like talking. But that's my gift, the gift of gab, the gift of talking. And so then go ahead. Don't be afraid. Ask them, who are you? If they don't know, run. don't run if you don't know who you are either. You know, go into it and say, well, baby, how about we find out together? What about that? And then be willing to work towards that. So if you're both ones, know that you got a hard struggle, but be willing to come up together. You see what I'm saying? If you are nine, my brother, don't get a two because she got a small waist and a cute booty. Oh, that's going to be hell. If you are nine, my brother, know that there's a nine out in this universe waiting for you. Sister, if you are 10, then sister don't have nothing to do with color. I'm just saying sister because you're all my sisters. If you are 10, know that the universe has a 10 out there for you. I don't know about 10s because, you know, if we 10, we probably, anyway, I'm not going to use that concept as a term of perfection. However, we'll go with a 9 because I don't want nobody to think, oh, I'm perfect, but because we aren't. But know that the universe has someone out there for you. If you're in this area and you've heard the whole concept of, what do they say, there's 12 women to every one man. So I have never let that stop me. I'm like, you know what? The universe has more than enough abundance of men for me. Black men, sweetheart, Atlanta, the metro Atlanta area is just that, the metro Atlanta area. This is a huge world. So don't think that if you are a 7, you have to settle for a 1. And don't think if you are a 1 that you can just go get your 7 and it's going to help you come up. You got to grow and expand and transform. Someone can help you come up in the physical, but if you don't come up in the spiritual, in the mental, in the emotional, it ain't going to work. All right, I'm done. I'm out. I wish you joy, peace, love. I hope that you have an abundant day. I hope that all is well with your soul. And I will talk to you soon. And I hope to see you next Saturday here in the ATL area for the workshop on Dancing with the Universe. You can go ahead and get that book if you're not going to attend the workshop, or you can wait for the webinar as well. All my love to you. Have a great day.